The 2020 GMA Dove Awards found a way to soar above the COVID-19 restrictions with its first ever online celebration of Christian artists on October 30th. Find out who took home the most prestigious of Christian music awards at the 51st award ceremony after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Since 1970, the Gospel Music Association has highlighted standout performances by the best of the Christian music scene. The night's biggest awards went to For King and Country for Artist of the Year, We the Kingdom for New Artist of the Year, and Tasha Cobbs Leonard for Gospel Artist of the Year. This year's Dove Awards featured numerous one-of-a-kind collaborations, including a historic performance by Contemporary Christian Artist of the Year winner, Torrin Wells, featuring Christine DiClerio, Jen Johnson, and Jacqueline Carr. The majority of this year's winners were announced during a special Facebook stream of the pre-telecast awards presentation, which aired October 29th. More special moments included heartfelt stories from fans about songs that have impacted their lives. Favorite artists like Zach Williams, Natalie Grant, and Jonathan McReynolds offered insights about this year's pandemic pause and the things they've experienced through it. Not surprising, all the categories are about music, since the ceremony is put on by the Gospel Music Association. However, one category highlights the creative efforts of the Christian film industry, the Inspirational Film of the Year Award. Among this year's nominees were Unstoppable with Bethany Hamilton, Overcomer from Alex and Stephen Kendrick, and I Still Believe from the Irwin Brothers. Even with its theatrical release cut short due to COVID restrictions, the true life story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp, I Still Believe, took home the Inspirational Film of the Year Award. If you missed the online streaming, the full ceremony is available on TBN.com. Extra behind-the-scenes interviews and content not included in the TBN broadcast are available at thechristianbeat.org. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com, listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.